In a large common area of one of the nation's retail meccas, Bloomington's Mall of America, an unscientific sampling of shoppers provides a surprisingly accurate picture of how Americans feel about using their computers to shop.
My name is Shelley Montalibano, and I'm from Minneapolis. I just started maybe about 3 months ago, and I've made a couple purchases online.
My name is Bill Murphy. I'm from River Falls, Wisconsin. I'm still seeing articles about crime on the internet.
My name is Elliot Grader, West St. Paul. I've shopped twice. I'm very inexperienced, although my son has shopped extensively on the internet.
Eunice from Forest Lake. No, I would never shop on the internet. I'm too old to change.
The hype over e-commerce dramatically outweighs the reality of online retailing. Despite the at times almost unbelievable value investors have been placing on e-commerce companies, relatively speaking, hardly anything is being sold retail over the internet.
People still just are not comfortable with it in terms of the security issues.
Boston Consulting Group Director James Vogel has been studying online shopping trends for numerous Fortune 100 companies wrestling with their online futures. Vogel estimates only about 1 in 10 Americans has ever bought anything over the internet, that online revenue by North American retailers last year totaled less than $15 billion. A lot of money to be sure, but only about a half of a percent of all retail revenue last year.
In many cases, the retailers haven't done a very good job in getting the message out to people that they have this new and exciting way for people to buy that can actually be much more convenient for a wide range of products than the traditional shopping channels.
But Vogel says the internet is emerging as a major force in retailing.
The market is just growing at an incredible rate. I mean, compared to any traditional industry, it's quite staggering, with growth rates over 150 to 200%, and that in itself is just astounding that it's continuing at that pace.
Vogel predicts internet sales this year will total more than $35 billion. So far, he says the most successful online categories are financial services, especially stock trading, in addition to travel products, auctions, and books. Right now, less than half of all Americans have easy access to computers. But retail analyst Dean Ramos of George K. Bauman Associates says that's changing rapidly as the cost of computers decreases and as computers become easier to use. As people become more comfortable with internet security issues, Ramos expects the web will be as powerful a force on shopping as the emergence of the mall 50 years ago. And he says as well-known major retailers make their way onto the internet, they'll bring their customers with them.
We've seen some retailers that have had a great couple years business or a great 3-year run start to venture onto the internet. They're doing so in kind of a conservative way, not doing so because they see a real downturn in their business currently, but really more because they're afraid that they'll miss something if it actually happens.
Not to mention, Ramos says, is pressure Wall Street is putting on successful retailers not to miss out on e-commerce opportunities. Take the nation's 6th largest retailer, Minneapolis-based Dayton Hudson, the parent company of Target, along with Dayton's and 3 other department store chains. Although Dayton Hudson has maintained several websites over the past couple of years, only now is the company unveiling a major e-commerce effort through the relaunch of Target.com.
We don't necessarily need to be first to be best in this space.
Bridget Bonner is the Vice President for Strategy and Technology for e-commerce at Dayton Hudson.
Our guests have high expectations of us in our brick-and-mortar brands. They want to come into the store, get good guest service treatment, and find cool stuff. And now that we've watched other e-commerce players get online, we've learned a little bit more about the expectations guests have, and we think we understand better what the formula is for success.
For Dayton Hudson, Bonner says the formula means making every effort on the web to duplicate strengths of traditional stores, focusing on customer service, careful product selection, and creating a comfortable, well-organized shopping environment.
Our plans are not to put the whole store online.
Bonner says by Christmas, Target.com will feature about 1,500 products. No so-called commodity items like toilet paper or toothpaste. Instead, she says e-shoppers will find things like housewares, towels, and home decor merchandise. And Bonner says in addition to selling over the internet, Dayton Hudson will use its websites to continually promote its stores. About a year and a half ago, Dayton Hudson bought Minnesota Public Radio's for-profit catalog operation, Rivertown Trading. The more than $100 million investment was intended to position Dayton Hudson to fulfill internet orders. Walmart is also preparing to increase its online presence. It has contracted with the catalog giant Fingerhut to handle its online sales. As established retailers like Target and Walmart increase their internet presence, retail analyst Dean Ramos says their merchandising expertise will likely present a significant challenge to startup online retailers whose credentials have much more to do with raising investor interest than taking care of customers.
I think there's a general sense that it's a lot easier than it really is. The perception now is that anything having to do with the internet will, you know, be fabulously successful, and we're validating that by the fact that many of the stocks are going up to fabulous levels. And I think it'll prove to be much harder to be successful over the long term in that channel, just as it has been in any other retailing channel. The retailing strengths, the merchandising strengths, the service strengths that historically have been present in retail and define winners from losers will be the ones that define the winners and losers on the internet.
Although common logic might suggest the ease of bouncing from site to site on the web would make it difficult for e-retailers to retain customers, the Boston Consulting Group's James Vogel says e-shoppers are loyal to sites that work well for them. With more and more potential customers venturing onto the web, businesses are pulling out the stops in hopes of attracting and retaining customers, meaning good e-commerce deals will abound as the new marketplace is established.
People will trust the stores that have helped them through the transition. And if you can become a point of reference for your customers, where they, you're a trusted source of information and knowledge and assistance for moving online, that can be a huge win. So to the extent that you can build and deepen that relationship through this new channel, I think that'll be a huge competitive advantage.
Major retailers' push into the world of e-commerce is already beginning to call into question the great leveler notion of the World Wide Web, which had small companies jousting on equal footing with their larger counterparts. The technology and money behind the development of e-commerce is causing it to evolve more quickly than any other retail channel thus far. And observers say given its accelerated life cycle, winners and losers will likely emerge relatively quickly. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.